Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time for us to shift gears and some NBA news and notes. Obviously, it was a very big summer in free agency, and also with the Sacramento Kings' decision to hire Nancy Lieberman as an assistant coach, becoming just the second woman in history to join the staff of an NBA team. Big headlines, and we are anxious to welcome in always one of our favorites at YSR. She's a basketball Hall of Famer, an Olympian, and now going to be spending a lot of time in Cali as the assistant coach of the Sacramento Kings and working with George Karl. Good evening, Nancy. It's so good to have you with us.
It is a pleasure to always come on your show. You are a real role model and a hero to women.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Well, listen, congratulations on the position. And obviously, you have accomplished so much throughout your career as a player, as a coach, and another historic move now as an NBA assistant coach with the Kings. What are you looking forward to the most and the opportunity to work with George Karl?
Well, first, I have to give the Kings just a lot of credit and thanks for giving me this opportunity to be a part of their program. George Karl is an outside-the-box thinker. He's not afraid. He believes in inclusion, the same with Vlade Divac. And so, you know, for people like myself and Becky, when you have that type of support with your organization, all you have to do is do your job.
How long did you have the desire to serve in this capacity as an assistant coach on the NBA level?
Well, you know, ever since I coached in the D League, and I was the head coach of the Texas Legends back in 2010, I knew at that point that this was a possibility. And then, you know, coaching at this level was in my blood. And, you know, I coached in the WNBA, and that is an amazing level of basketball. And I was so proud to kind of cut my teeth on that. But then to also be in the family of the NBA and think, oh, my gosh, this could be a reality one day, that there will be a woman coaching. And, you know, here we are, me and Becky. So we're really proud.
Are you surprised, Nancy, that it didn't happen sooner? I mean, why do you think it took so long? I thought you would be the first.
Well, I don't ever worry about that. You know, it's not a race to the top. It's just making sure that there's opportunity for you to go out there and to do what you do and to show people that you deserve a chance to have a job of this magnitude. So there's a lot of men out there who are very deserving as well, and to be able to be given that opportunity, I knew it would happen. I just didn't know when. Sometimes things are not on our time frame, and you just have to be patient and have good faith.
Basketball Hall of Famer, two-time Olympian, and now assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you just mentioned, you know, coaching the Dallas Mavericks D-League affiliate, the Texas Legends. Just would you mind sharing the importance of that experience and how it paved the way for you?
Well, what happens is you realize that these guys, you know, need you and that you can be an asset to them, not only in their life, but in their career. And the way they responded to me when I was coaching, you know, they respected me with my credentials as a player and a coach. Mm-hmm. But then you take the other side of it. We are women. We are moms. I'm a mom. And to see how these guys respected that and wanted to reach out and talk. Sometimes they don't want to be vulnerable in front of guys, but they will talk to us. And then we can be a great voice for the franchise. I was a great voice for Johnny Nelson. This is what's going on. This is what's happening in their lives. And we can do the same, for George Karl. It's just a different messaging coming and a different tone coming from me.
You know, you spent time coaching as a head coach in the WNBA. How is it different coaching men than women?
You know, a lot of people ask me that. People are people. You coach them differently. You know, I have guys that are emotional. I have women that are emotional. So I don't really think across the board there's a certain way. Obviously, you know the physical attributes of a guy. It's just different. You know, they're going to get to the rim on one dribble from the top of the key, where a woman needs two dribbles. Mm-hmm. And that's really not an issue. But these are amazing young men and women. And they need to be treated with kindness, with love, with respect. Sometimes there's tough love as a parent. You love your kids so much and you want so much for them. And there's some resistance. But if you stay with it and keep pouring into them, they will eventually know in bad times, you still have something to hang on to because you've built the foundation.
Assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're interactive. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And obviously, summer, it is quickly coming to a close. What are you doing in terms of a preparation for this new challenge?
Well, you know, I was told today, you know, we're going to go on a coach's retreat on September 1. Coach Carr will take the stabs, but they have assigned to me Rajon Rondo and Darren Collison, and how we will best be able to use them individually or in a tandem in the backcourt. So, this is exciting for me because I just got the call about an hour ago that these are going to be some of my responsibilities of, like I said, how can we use them, how can we feature them, and I'll have to report that back to the coaching staff. So I'm excited about that, and we'll see. I mean, George will get us together. He will tell us what he expects from us, and then we will deliver that to him.
And what are your expectations for the Sacramento Kings? Obviously, being out there in the wild, wild west, but you guys have an impressive roster. Is this a team that can win 50 games next year?
Well, we won 23 games last year, mm-hmm. I think it was. Maybe it was 29. I'm sorry if I don't know the exact number. But I know we lost 53, so do the math. Yes, I do think this is a team that can get into the playoffs, and I hope we go under the radar. But when you look at our roster, you just talked about how tough the West is.
Yeah,
it'll be the Jazz. It could be the Mavericks. It could be us. It could be the Phoenix Suns, all fighting for that, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th playoff spot. And I believe we can do it. DeMarcus Cousins is one of the top 3 centers in the league. If I'm Rajon Rondo, coming off that, you know, debacle in Dallas last year, he has a 1-year contract. Do you not think this guy has pride? He's highly intelligent. He has a championship ring. I got to believe that he's going to come here saying, okay, I got to just play hard. I got to show people that I'm not the guy that I was in Dallas. Rudy Gay, he's at the Olympic trials with DeMarcus Cousins right now. Ben McLemore, Willie Cauley-Stein, who's our number 1 draft pick. I had him at Summer League. Omri Caspi is a great shooter. We got Marco Bellinelli from the Spurs. He's a winner and a shooter. I mean, we got some really good basketball players on our team. Kosta Koufos came to us. We got him free agency from the Memphis Grizzlies. So they've been well coached. They're seasoned veterans, and between Rondo and Collison, I think we should be really solid, especially at the point.
Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins, I would love for you to share just the opportunity to work with George Karl. What do you appreciate the most about him as a head coach?
I appreciate the fact that he won his fight. You know, here he is, this amazing coach, and he got hit with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody probably thought, well, this is it for coach. You know, he probably won't be able to coach anymore. He battled back to get to the bench. Then he became coach of the year for Denver, I think it was maybe 3 years ago. And here he is, back being a head coach. And, you know, everybody knows that this guy is innovative. He's not afraid to try stuff. Every day we're around him, we learn something more about the game of basketball just being around George Karl.
My final question for you is, obviously, this has been a very big summer for women with your hiring with the Kings, the Arizona Cardinals, Jen Welter, Becky Hammon in Vegas. What does this say about change and now how women are being viewed in sports, Nancy?
You know, everybody talks about, you know, Becky and Jen, both very good friends of mine. But it's not about sports. It's just about society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, let me just say we got a second-term African-American who's president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge change. Then we have this woman, I believe, by the name of Clinton, who's running for president. You know, we have a couple women running for president. So here we are as women being assistant coaches on a ball team. I mean, in the big picture, how difficult is that? We just have to do our job, you know, have those good interpersonal skills with the players, respect the game, and be prepared for whatever we're asked to do. So it's so normal for me. It's what I've done my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playing against guys, being in business with men, dealing with them in broadcasting or whatever, you know, piece of my career, I've always been championed by men. And they are receptive to us. So we got to kick out the men hold women back myth. That's not true. Men champion women because they respect us, and I am grateful for all of them.
She's a pioneer in basketball, assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman. What a pleasure to have you with us tonight on this Friday at Yahoo Sports Radio. Congratulations, Nancy. Continued success.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.